Dare to dream, dream, dream. Welcome to the Dare to Dream radio show. I'm your host, Deborah Dashinger. Join me every week as I interview inspiring guests from all walks of life, all ages, all backgrounds, all parts of the world, who had a dream and found a way to make that dream come true. Listen to this worldwide award-winning radio show every week and learn to dare to dream and make your dreams come true. Sit back and enjoy, and welcome.
You can be anything, a rock star, beauty queen, fly with a broken wing, baby, if you dare to dream, dare to dream.
Welcome, welcome. This is Debbie Dashinger, your host, and I am thrilled to be with you on Dare to Dream today. And also, in a little bit, we're going to be featuring somebody who I am very excited to introduce you to, if you don't know him. His name is David Watson, and David is pretty amazing. He channels a group of entities called the Willows, much in the Edgar Cayce style. And the Willows, or David, will take listener calls. So a little bit later, after I have some conversation with him, we're going to be talking about living life from the inside out. Just a little 411 here. Anyone who's desiring a short reading, and we'll try to get everybody on. If we don't, we love you. And please trust that whatever you hear him share in general on the show and to someone else, that you will be also well impacted by it and hear what you need to hear. If you do desire a short reading, the more specific your question, the easier for us, for David, for the Willows to get going, and the more specific the information he shares will be. So we'll have him on in a little bit, and I'm going to keep my opening shorter than usual just so we can have more time with David. I am listening to something. I think I'm always moved, actually, by the universe and how it shows up. Having a particularly interesting day, I will say, with all transparency, and decided to listen to an interview, a 40-minute interview with the author, writer, Cheryl Strayed, who is about as transparent as can be. As you know, she is rose very quickly because of her book called Wild, and was on Oprah, and then had a movie about her life and Wild that starred Reese Witherspoon. And so here she is in this incredibly beautiful interview because of how she shares, even as big as she is out in the world, and is how profound her writing is, all of what she goes through and the times when she couldn't pay rent and her rent check bounced while she's appearing on Oprah, and all the things we don't like to talk about because what we attribute quote-unquote success to be. So there was something from one of her books that is a quote. I loved it, and I will share it with you here. And the quote is, "Nobody's going to do your life for you. You have to do it yourself, whether you're rich or poor, out of money or raking it in, the beneficiary of ridiculous fortune or terrible injustice. And you have to do it no matter what is true, no matter what is hard, no matter what unjust, sad, sucky things have befallen you. Self-pity is a dead-end road. You make the choice to drive down it. It's up to you to decide to stay parked there or to turn around and drive out." So think about that. When we are on the path to showing up for assignments in the present, universal lessons, gaining freedom, and all of that, some of the greatest experiences of healing, recovery, and spiritual growth are often a result of willingness to do so. In other words, a bring it, if you will. Bring it. This is here. Bring it. I walk through this. I walk to this. And if we're not feeling ready to face this assignment, well, that's fine. But at any point, we can return again to the path and just choose to walk to it. Our readiness is really crucial to creating a very powerful shift. So some of the steps when we are healing a universal assignment, that road we were talking about that Cheryl so beautifully said, some of the steps are recognizing the assignment. It just is. It is what it is, and call it by its name, whatever it might be. It could be fear. It could be lack. It could be heartbreak. It could be I'm lost. I'm confused. But give it a name and let it just be. this reminds me so much, you know, in 12-step programs, they talk about just acknowledging what is. And I remember decades ago when I was involved with 12-step programs, I used to use that for feelings. And I was blown away. I think back then anger was very difficult for me. And I would just go, ah, I'm angry. I see. I have a right to feel angry. And in the inviting and the accepting and the acknowledgement of what was, without even attempting to do so, the anger would immediately transmute or put whatever it was in its place that I was resisting feeling or being. It would literally, the energy of it would change immediately. So I found that very profound. Accept, here's another step, accept that you cannot avoid the assignment and be willing to show up. Your readiness helps clear the path. Feel the feelings, which is what I was just talking about. It's okay. Feelings are just energy. Really, there's nothing more to attribute to it. And if it's energy, allow it to pass through and be. So if there's anything going on, feel the feelings. Call in compassion to clear the path. You're okay to have compassion for yourself too, you know. Ask the universe for help and rely on a power greater than you. The all that is does hear us and know, and of course we're a part of all that is anyway. Take care of your side of the street, own your part in any situation, and then of course welcome healing and expect miracles. Welcome healing, expect miracles. I was interviewed yesterday, and be featured in a magazine, and in the magazine interview, the gal was, it's always interesting to hear how people see me, so in this particular interview, her quality that she attributed to me was somebody, you know, very busy and somebody very, very successful, and how do I create what I create? And there is one thing I know, and that is often the more daring my accomplishments, the more people doubt you. But when you continually break down barriers, they begin to believe, and then they begin to be inspired by you. So I'm sure that is true for you as well. Keep daring to accomplish as big as you dare to dream. And no matter what you are met with out there, I don't know about you, but doubt often fuels me. In fact, I'm often mystified by doubt. How can you not think I can do that, be that, create that? That blows my mind. And so that makes me even want to create it a little bit more. I'm not necessarily fueled by other people's doubt, but it does mystify me that someone would not think that highly that I could create something. Of course, while I say that, I know that's often more attributed to who they are and where they're living. But there's something beautiful about daring to dream and creating dreams. And when we are living a dream-filled life, we really do inspire others. Please know that even the doubters need to see what we're willing to be. So that's my recap for healing. If you're going to drive down that road, remember you decide to stay parked there or to turn around and drive out. And do dare to create the accomplishments that live in your heart or the beingnesses that you dare to become and be. Well, David Watson's on the show today. He's a popular channeler, workshop leader, author, life strategist located in Toronto, Canada. David is a gifted deep trance channeler who's been channeling a soul group called the Willows since 1986. He works in the style of Edgar Cayce, and from a deep trance state, David, or the Willows, answer questions and queries about health, relationships, spiritual matters, past lives, career, and much more. David is also a practicing psychotherapist specializing in stress counseling and soul purpose work. David shares his philosophy worldwide through his book, his first book, The Conscious Omniverse, as well as his many webcasts over the years. His desire is to help others free themselves from the limiting beliefs and fears of an uncertain future and live the life they choose to live. David's new book is called Surfing the Light, a comprehensive guide to help navigate the chaotic waters of life in the world of today. It's available in both ebook and audiobook, and Surfing the Light readers are finding to be invaluable for choosing to create a base of peace, calm, and prosperity in their personal life journey. If you would like more information about him, go to askthewillows.com. David, I am so excited to have you on Dare to Dream. Welcome to the show.
Wow. That's terrific. Thanks, David. That was better than a drum roll. That was fantastic.
Well, I adore you. And this conversation, I am curious to start with its title, Living Life from the Inside Out. What is that? And before we even go there, who are we speaking with? Be clear so I can understand. Am I speaking to David or are there Willows already with
me? Well, I go into trance separately, although having been doing this for over 30 years, it's hard to tell where I end and the Willows begin, because we're all part of a collective consciousness anyway, you know. But right now you're talking to Conscious Dave. I haven't closed my eyes just yet.
Okay.
So my concept about living life from the inside out is pretty straightforward. It's interesting, just to go back to your process about doubt, you know, that you were talking about a little earlier in your intro. And you know, that's a big part of living life from the inside out. It's not just a matter of challenging doubt and daring doubt. It's a matter of understanding the nature of doubt as a natural human emotion, but as one that has to be understood so that we can begin to shift ourselves and take charge of our lives, which is what living life from the inside out is all about, is taking charge of our lives, taking charge of our emotions. You notice I'm not saying taking control.
Right. Not taking
it's
control.
It's taking charge, yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, controlling is something that we're all taught to do, but controls all have limitations. Controls are like little pieces of electronic automatic devices. You know, more to the line that controls have limitations. You know, whereas taking charge allows us to have a lot more in the way of making choices along the way. Because when you're in control, the only choice you have is to stay in control, really.
Right.
And
you know, I have a question. You wrote, I've listened to many of your webcasts, and in one of them, you said something that I agree with wholeheartedly, and that is nothing is written in stone, including when you give these readings. At any moment, we can change things, including right after you share a prediction. So you're basically saying we create our own destiny. So how does someone then get the best out of a reading with you?
Well, basically, they come in with an idea in their mind as to what it is they would like to know about or deal with. Again, mostly it's about life strategizing. I have people come to me who have challenges in business, sometimes with their health conditions, sometimes with relationships, and often with spiritual matters. So when people come in with this kind of question, I ask them to come in with as many details as possible, to try and make it as detailed as possible, because the Willows aren't mind readers and they're not an intrusive energy that I work with. In fact, it's a very, very balanced process. And as a result, they respond to the questions that are asked. So the more specific the questions, the more specific the answers. And it really helps people get much more into their own process and into what they need to do to help heal themselves. And basically release themselves and give themselves permission to move forward.
And let me ask you, I want to let you make the cue here. We do already have a listener in the line. Would you prefer to take a call now, or shall we go to break and start when we return?
Well, if we go to break, and once I go into trance, if you want to do this, it takes me a second or two to go into trance, a moment or two. So maybe we should wait until break. How long is break from now?
Well, it's going to be a couple of minutes. So
sure.
I'm going to follow your lead here, and we'll take a break. And when we come back, Sharon, you're going to be up because you've been so patiently waiting on the line. You're listening to Dare to Dream Radio. You can download your free Dare to Dream Radio app from iTunes. The free app is called Dare to Dream with Debbie Dashinger. Also, social media, join me on Facebook at Dare to Dream Radio and TV. We'll be right back.
Hey, everybody, this is Dr. Dane here, and I would like to invite you to an adventure in being. I've just written and finished a new book known as Being You, Changing the World. Are you one of those dreamers? One of those people who's always known that other possibilities should be available but haven't yet been able to see them be created? Well, I wrote this book for you. In it, you'll find tools, processes, and unique perspectives to change the things you've always wanted to change but didn't know how. In it, you'll find an invitation to a different possibility for a way that we can be in this world that changes not only our lives, but by being us, allows us to contribute to changing everything planet-wide that doesn't work. Are you aware that truly great people, truly being them, is the only thing that has ever created a great change on this planet? Are you willing to step up? Are you willing to be one? Check out a copy of my new book, Being You, Changing the World. I invite you to go to beingyoubook.com for a free gift.
Radiant Skincare is located on the west side of Los Angeles, and it's the best skin and body care clinic to pamper yourself. Their services are both for men and women. Radiant Skincare offers the latest in techniques and products. Your face and body are in the best hands, and you'll love what they do. Check Yelp for rave reviews about Molly at Radiant Skincare. Be sure to try their microcurrent facelift for a non-surgical, natural-appearing facelift. Go to Radiant Skincare, located at 1700 Westwood Boulevard in Los Angeles, and get the best skin and body treatments available today. Call Radiant Skincare at 310-696-9554. With rave Yelp reviews, call 310-696-9554. Mention Dare to Dream Radio and get 25% off at Radiant Skincare. Just call 310-696-9554.
Tell the world about your product or business. Advertise on Dare to Dream Radio. The award-winning program is syndicated on over 60 stations, has a big following, and large listenership. If you're ready to expand your reach, become a sponsor or advertiser on Dare to Dream Radio. Best rates, great results. Email at ads@debbiedashinger.com. That's ads@debbiedashinger.com.
What if the world doesn't function the way we've been told? What if we truly can bend the laws of physical reality? What if we can end limitation? What if weird were the coolest thing you could be? And what if it's time for a totally different reality? Are you ready to create it? Are you ready to dream as big as you dare? Hi, my name is Dane here. 13 years ago, I started to truly ask questions. Actually, I started to be the question, and everything in my life changed for me. This is your invitation to step into something that Einstein, Marie Curie, Newton, Da Vinci, Shakespeare, Gandhi, Galileo, and Aristotle all knew to be true. It's not about the answer. It's about being the question, always. It's about truly being you, whatever that looks like, and changing this world. Is now the time? Start by signing up for a free video series at beingyouclass.com. That's beingyouclass.com. What if you are the gift and the change this world requires? BeingYouClass.com.
MyBestsellerBook.com helps you self-publish and you keep all the royalties. Even if your book is already published, MyBestseller.com will help you become a best-selling author. Your book will be promoted to a large global following. Enjoy a press release and book review. Make your next book launch bigger and better. MyBestsellerBook.com has long-term client credibility and 100% success in turning books into bestsellers. MyBestsellerBook.com.
Tell the world about your product or business. Advertise on Dare to Dream Radio. The award-winning program is syndicated on over 60 stations, has a big following, and large listenership. If you're ready to expand your reach, become a sponsor or advertiser on Dare to Dream Radio. Best rates, great results. Email ads@debbiedashinger.com. That's ads@debbiedashinger.com.
When making the decision to hire a coach, find a pro who delivers. Debbie Dashinger is an expert with an impressive platform that gets results. Let go of issues and shift your life into brilliance. Go to www.debbiedashinger.com. That's D-A-C-H-I-N-G-E-R, debbiedashinger.com. Debbie believes that we are each meant to shine our light and fulfill our unique path. Hire a coach who delivers. www.debbiedashinger.com.
Debbie Dashinger's Radio Interview Mastery Program is a unique branded system that works. MediaMasteryRadio.com puts you on a fast track to grow your business and easily book interviews. Learn how at MediaMasteryRadio.com. Debbie is fiercely committed to guiding entrepreneurs, authors, speakers, healers, and business people. Learn how to leverage your radio appearances to grow your business and increase your visibility at MediaMasteryRadio.com.
MyBestsellerBook.com helps you self-publish and you keep all the royalties. Even if your book is already published, MyBestsellerBook.com will help you become a best-selling author. Your book will be promoted to a large global following. Enjoy a press release and book reviews. Make your next book launch bigger and better. MyBestsellerBook.com has long-term client credibility and 100% success in turning books into bestsellers. MyBestsellerBook.com.
Debbie Dashinger, I'm interviewing David Watson, who is a deep trance channel, a practicing psychotherapist, an author, and a life strategist who is trained in psyche, hypnosis, timeline therapy, NLP, and core belief engineering. You can go to askthewillows.com. The Willows are definitely with us. I've been speaking to them during the break, and I would ask the Willows if I can bring on Sharon, please, and Sharon, thanks for being so patient. And Sharon, welcome to Dare to Dream Radio. Great to have you. Sharon, who's there?
Thank you, Debbie.
Great. What question do you have for the Willows today?
Wow, so many opportunities to think. I loved your introduction, and the comment that you made about soul purpose came up for me. That really resonated with me when you said that, the idea of soul purpose. And what is it that I need to know?
Well, your soul purpose? Well, that you have a pretty good soul to start with, we say with a smile, yes. You have a kind heart and a generous heart. You are one who is here to bring into the world. As many others who are coming into this day and age are beginning to realize, pure and loving energy. It's want for you to know that you and many others of your nature are onto this planet at this time, that are souls of a higher vibration who are now manifesting here on the third dimension to help with the transition of energy to a different level of consciousness on the entire planet. You are amongst a small number of people, about 3% of the world's population, but that still puts you in the hundreds of millions. And that means that individuals such as yourself who would have a soul purpose are here to express love in all that you do. You see, coming onto this planet, it is important to realize that you are a spiritual being on a physical journey. Up to this point, many of the things that you have learned things that have created for you, shall we say, lots of challenges, yes? And within as much as this is the case, what you've had to learn how to do is take a loving, innocent soul and learn how to work it into the physical world about you. This you have done. That you ask what the soul purpose is when we say bring love into the world, we're talking about the original love of spirit that you brought here, that you are at your very core, that surrounds you with your physical being. That is what your purpose is, and many of the listeners here today have the same purpose. There is a great awakening that is occurring at this time. This is the year for this to be occurring, in this 2017 year, for it is what you would call a one year, a new beginning in all ways, a singular year, a year for the individual to individuate and to release themselves from the boundaries of accepting other people's controls and other people's, shall we say, directions. So your year is now to begin to really live the life you have learned to live. You know what to do in life. the things that you practice when nobody is looking, the positive things, the way you have good thoughts about others, and do not try to judge to the best of your ability. It is difficult not to at times, yes, but you work hard at this. So you are indeed expressing your life purpose. And in doing this, you only get better at it. The same goes for anything. The more you practice, the more you become expert. So continue doing this. Continue being kind of heart, generous of mind, and considerate to those about you. And in doing this, you will only help raise the vibrational energy of those around you. For people imitate what they see. And when they see kindness, it responds far more to them in their hearts than angst or cruelty or bullying and judging. These things are abhorrent to you. So practice what you believe. Be that person that you are and raise consciousness. For that is holding your purpose true and living your spirit's journey. The more you bring spirit into the world around you, the more the world is transformed around you. You see?
Thank you so
much. How do you do it? How do you do it? Yes, you're doing it. You see, there are no lessons to this. It is only a journey. This is not a place you're going to. It's something you're going through for your whole life. Is this helpful?
Yes, very helpful. Thank you.
Yes. Sharon, thank you for calling in. It was a really nice question, and I feel very calm after listening to that. And
amazingly so.
Yes, it was a blessing to have you on the show. Thank you for the beautiful question. And I'm going to ask the Willows, before we take our next call, what is a ritual or practice? You're talking about a new year. This I know. 2017 equals the number one. Got it. You're the fire rooster. Got it. Interesting times. What can we do every day for grounding or best presence and shifts in our life? What is the practice you recommend?
Healing the earth. Healing the earth is something that is simple for people to do. You do not have to sit there and put a Band-Aid on your back garden. What it is to healing the earth involves connecting with yourself emotionally and sending love into the planet itself. People do not see the nature of the energy of the planet, or shall we say, most people do not. There is always a percentage to do, and understand that the earth, or Gaia, as you would have some call it, is in fact a living being. Right now, there is a scourge on the planet, and you are all part of it.
Right.
And it is only a scourge because you are not accepting of its benevolence. You are only taking and not believing that you would give back in a productive way. The earth at this time is also, and this is talking about your pollutions and internal combustion machines and things of this nature, but on a larger scale, the earth is being affected by high vibrational solar rays that are creating a great amount of changes on the earth. When you look and understand the degree of solar energy that is coming from the sun, as the sun opens up large scars into its very core, and has a certain plasmic radiation energy that actually comes right through the Earth, through all the planets. And partly it has to do with heating them up somewhat like a microwave, you see. And also there is being of a large energy that be coming here through this quadrant from another galaxy, another large and massive energy wave that is now just going into its trough. And as it comes into its trough, there becomes less density, but higher vibration that is coming onto this planet, physically, as well as energetically, of course. And this helps cause a similar microwaving action on the Earth. So the Earth is actually beginning to heat up inside, much like a marshmallow in a microwave, you see? And the outside crust is beginning to move around the top, the more and more fluid center as these rays, as this energy heats the earth up. In truth here, this is why there be so many of these earthquakes at this time and new volcanic activities, more so in the last 10 years than in the last 100. So from this perspective here, it is easy to look and see and determine the earth is getting pretty warm. If you wish to help heal it, a very simple meditation is when you sit down to do a 5-minute meditation anytime during the day to help calm yourself or relax. Take your tongue and make a little funnel or tunnel with it. You may curl it up if you can do this, curl it down if you can do that, and if you can do neither, just purse your lips and bring in air through your lips and just bring it in as if you were bringing in soothing air. And when you do this, bring it in through the tongue or through the lips, you'll find it's coming in cool. This is a cooling of the air. This is something the body can do, is cool itself. And the body is always at 98 degrees to 99 degrees, thereabouts. And within this temperature, this is how you cool yourself down, bringing it in this way. So you breathe in. And as you breathe in, then you begin to note here that coolness is coming into the body. And as you breathe out, feel it coming down through your legs, through the balls of your feet, and going right into the earth itself. In doing this, you will begin to send coolness into the earth. In doing this, as you are doing it, think love. Think that the earth be of your own parent. Think of the earth be that which has held and supported you and your family and those about you in all the times that you can recall. And send gratitude and thanks and love back into the earth in a very simple way. Just take that love, breathing in cool, breathing out this coolness down through the legs and into the earth to cool its very core. This will not only help cool the earth, it will help shift consciousness upward on the earth as well, because it is where consciousness crosses with what would be considered science. And realizing here that this energy of consciousness is what science is based upon, which is what physicality is based upon. So it gives you an opportunity then to begin to transmute energy through visual. So as the saying goes, wherever the mind goes, the energy flows. You see?
Yes, I see. You know, there's a beautiful quote I heard recently. This is the chief who is the one who took a stand at Standing Rock, Chief Arvel, who said, "Mother Earth is a source of life, not a resource." I found that to be very profound and powerful to remember. So thank you for that, for everyone listening, to take our time to heal the earth. So as the earth heals, as our mother, so we heal. And let's go ahead and take another listener call. Thank you for that, Willows. And I'm going to bring James on the line. James, thank you so much for calling in today, and welcome to Dare to Dream.
Hi, and thank you for accepting my call. I've got
lovely to have
questions.
You. What question do you have for the Willows today?
I've got two short questions. The first
Let's
one is
start
more
with
on a
one.
Personal note. It's about the fact that I'm wanting to start a new career in marketing/advertising, and I've been sending a massive amount of resumes and so on and so forth. And on a spiritual level, I've been trying to align myself more and more to that, to the particular advertising/marketing job. And yet I'm kind of surprised that it hasn't really pulled through, like the amount of phone calls that I have. And, you know, there hasn't really been any phone calls, right? And I'm surprised because I've got a really good resume. I was just wondering if that Willows could offer 2 cents of advice for me.
Well, concerning this, you were in the same boat as many in this day and age, trying to find a career to move forward into. So we don't want to wax too philosophical with you about this, and we would rather be more practical. For you in this case here, it is important to look at how you are feeling about this. Now, what we see you doing here is trying to use the law of attraction, as you would call it, yes? And the law of attraction appears to be, if you focus on something enough and you do enough of something, then you will attract what you were focusing on towards yourself, yes? We don't call that the law of attraction. We call that the law of willing things into existence. You can burn up a lot of energy doing that kind of thing. It's straining and straining and straining. And it becomes very constraining as time goes on. What it is to look at the original reasons why you decided to go into the marketing business, the things that really turn you on about marketing, the things that get your spirit up, that make you feel that this is a place in your life where you can put full energy, where you can put your heart and your soul into it and do something that's simply rewarding for you and very satisfying. This is the feeling to engender within your own self. It's a feeling of expectation and acceptance, a feeling of loving expectation, and almost a feeling of entitlement in a positive way, of course, to say I am entitled to work in this business because of how I feel about it. Now, resumes do not tell people who you are. Resumes are just more information for employers to begin to look at. Many of the employers have become jaded in their human resources departments because of the huge number of people who apply for jobs. They don't really know the right people to hire. So they try and look at education, they try and look at experience, and mostly they try and talk to the people who these people had worked with before, if they can manage it. And how much of an experience have you had in this business up to this point?
I come from a solid sales background, so I would be good at sort of managing and leading, and I'm pretty sure I'd be able to find my way within a particular firm in that regard.
Yes. Well, here you would understand here the nature of what you were talking about here is shifting your consciousness. To say I would be does not saying that you are. In your own language to yourself, you would look at something like this and start saying to yourself, I am. Not I would be. Would be is in the future. Would be is something that has not yet been quite or achieved. So when you say I am, you are saying right in the now. Our suggestion to you would be to think much more of the now with the language that you were using. You might use a couple of different methods to try and get this shift of emotional consciousness happening for yourself. One would be to locate in your own area some practitioner that be a psychic K, P-S-Y-C-H-K, a brilliant method which would allow you to begin to shift your belief system in a record period of time. So you would feel much more in a place of accepting yourself. This would help greatly. Either that or you may try tapping or find somebody who practices this. You would need a practitioner for the Psych K. This then gives you a chance to shift your emotional consciousness around all of this and putting yourself into a place where you feel in your heart of hearts that this is what you're here for. You also have to look at your reasons for wanting this other than the money.
Wow. And by the way, I'm going to just add in here, I've just been helping to promote somebody for free. Nick Ortner is literally starting on Monday doing the 9th annual worldwide tapping conference, and you can watch it online. And I can concur with what I'm hearing here. Tapping is extremely powerful for shifting in the moment. And the Psyche, I've also experienced it. Thank you, James, so much for calling. I hope that was helpful. I wish you the very best.
Thank you.
At finding a career that feels really fruitful to your heart. And we're going to be heading into a break. Thank you to the Willows for that. They will stay with us, and we will be back with more questions for them as well as additional calls. Again, we'll take as many as we can. This is Dare to Dream Radio. You can join me on Twitter. It's my name, Debbie Dashinger, D-A-C-H-I-N-G-E-R. And if you would like to email the show, including if you'd like the link, by the way, for that tapping conference so you can join in for free, just write to us, daretodreamradio@gmail.com. Stay there. I'll be right back.
When you're pondering the big questions like, is there more than this? How can I have a happy relationship? What would it take to like my body? And how do I make more money? Where do you go for information and tools? Check out the online store at accessconsciousness.com. Accessconsciousness.com has books, DVDs, instant video and audio downloads, online classes, and so much more. Subjects include abuse, changing your body, recovery, raising children, business techniques, tools to generate more money, how to have better sex and healthier relationships, just to name a few. At accessconsciousness.com, you can also find facilitators who teach local classes on a variety of subjects. Accessconsciousness.com, your one-stop shop for tools to assist you in changing your life. All of life comes to us with ease, joy, and glory. Go to accessconsciousness.com to learn more.
Radiant Skincare is located on the west side of Los Angeles, and it's the best skin and body care clinic to pamper yourself. Services are for men and women. Radiant Skincare offers the latest in techniques and products. Your face and body are in the best hands. You'll love what they do. Check Yelp for rave reviews about Molly at Radiant Skincare. Be sure to try their endermology treatments. They are cellulite treatments. That's their specialty. Endermology reduces your body's dimpling and fat accumulation. It beautifully contours and smooths out any cellulite and fatty areas on your body. Call Radiant Skincare at 310-696-9554. Go to Radiant Skincare, located at 1700 Westwood Boulevard in Los Angeles, and get the best skin and body treatments available today. With rave Yelp reviews, call 310-696-9554. And mention Dare to Dream Radio to get 25% off. That's Radiant Skincare at 310-696-9554.
Be laser focused on ideal clients. Advertise on Dare to Dream Radio. Great rates at ads@debbiedashinger.com. Create awareness of your valuable content. Sponsor the Dare to Dream Radio Show at ads@debbiedashinger.com. Advertising amplifies everything you're doing towards success. Increase your business. Write to ads@debbiedashinger.com.
What if there's nothing wrong with you? What if you're far greater than you've ever given yourself credit for? What if it's time to know the gift and the contribution you are to the world and to like yourself a lot more? Hi, my name is Dane here. 13 years ago, I started to truly ask questions. Actually, I started to be the question, and everything changed for me. Asking questions opens doors to infinite possibilities. And it's not about finding the answer. It's about being the question. Always. What I'm inviting you to step into is something that Einstein, Marie Curie, Newton, Da Vinci, Gandhi, Picasso, and Aristotle all knew to be true. What if no question is too big or too small? What if anything is possible for you? What if together we could create a kinder, gentler, happier world? Is now the time? Go to beingyouclass.com and sign up for a free video series, My Gift to You. Beingyouclass.com. What if you, truly being you, are the gift and change this world requires? Beingyouclass.com.
When you walk through the world truly being you, everything and everyone is invited to change. Join Dr. Dane here throughout 2016 in his unique classes on being you. Whether you've been asking for something greater, looking for a way to change your life, or longing to change the world, Dr. Dane's Being You classes crack open a world of ease, joy, and possibilities. For a list of Dr. Dane here's upcoming classes and resources on being you, go to www.beingyouclass.com.
Be laser focused on ideal clients. Advertise on Dare to Dream Radio. Great rates at ads@debbiedashinger.com. Create awareness of your valuable content. Sponsor the Dare to Dream Radio Show at ads@debbiedashinger.com. Advertising amplifies everything you're doing towards success. Increase your business. Write to ads@debbiedashinger.com.
Isn't it time to stop the frustration and excuses and instead create a life that you love? Introducing the magic of creating your dreams. Go to DebbieDashinger.com and click on products. In the magic of creating your dreams, Debbie shares effective, easy-to-apply tools to change the course of your life in miraculous ways. With these powerful tools, you can finally achieve your dreams. DebbieDashinger.com, the magic of creating your dreams.
MediaMasteryRadio.com. Learn how to get booked on radio, be paid in money, time, and sales quickly while helping others through your media visibility. at MediaMasteryRadio.com, learn how to get on radio and be interviewed. Debbie Dutchinger is a success and media expert who is a proven professional. Go to MediaMasteryRadio.com. Stop struggling to acquire clients. Learn to achieve instant visibility to the masses. Book radio interviews for a profitable business. Learn to communicate what you do and get results at MediaMasteryRadio.com.
What is forgiveness like in your life? Is there someone right now that you need to forgive? Project Forgive is changing all that, teaching you how to skillfully forgive and finally get that freedom. Go to www.projectforgive.com. It's time you freed yourself and freed your dream. You're listening to Dare to Dream.
If you're tuning in after we've started, this is Debbie Dashinger on Dare to Dream Radio. I have David Watson and the entity group called The Willows on the line. They offer strategic consulting for career, business, personal goal achievement. And I love this motto that they have, change your life and keep the change. Their website, should you want a reading or the books or anything else they offer, go to askthewillows.com. Listen, I'm going to start off at the top because it's beautiful. You don't get to hear, and I apologize for that, but during the breaks we really do get to have beautiful conversation. And the Willows wanted James, if James is still listening, it was very important to them that James hear, you do not have too far to go to get your job. And the Willows did not want to discourage you. They did want to help you get over the top, the hump of what this was, but that you should know it's a coming soon, not too far to go, James. So I hope you heard that. And I'm going to start out with a question I've always been a little curious about. I want to ask the Willows about a friendship I have. My friend and I have always said it would be so fun for us to have a past life reading together. And Willows, I just want to say you've actually met her before, so that's great. You've experienced her energy. Her name is Zhuzha. And I would love to know, you had mentioned during the break to me, like interactions of timelines through physical channels. If here we are in this lifetime together, myself and my friend, have we traveled before? Is there a significance to our relationship? What might there be between us that would be fun or awesome for us to know?
Well, you are cosmic travelers, to coin a phrase, yes. Understanding a larger aspect of life, knowing that life is not just about what's happening in minutiae, but rather look at the larger picture and understand what your goals are and what your designation is for your own self. So when we say designation, it's your designation, not anyone else's. You two have been together through many lifetimes. You have been friends, you have been lovers, you have been sisters, you have been brothers, you have been parents and children, you have been cousins. And you have been complete strangers, always coming together to create, to act as reinforcements for the other. Certain people that you run through life with, and often people will find, as you were discussing earlier on the break, as you would call it, that you meet people along the path that you seem to have known forever, even though you may see them just for 5 minutes or 10 minutes in an airport, you see? And in knowing this, it is good to note that these are many people that you would recognize from past existences. And your friend, the Zulu, and you, in this way, have come into this world and connected with very little difficulty and with great results. For you both support each other in the manner in which you are not only interacting, but in your journeys, in what you have to give to the earth, to the world, and how you are here to help shift and lift consciousness for those people about you. Look at what you were doing alone, bringing minds and souls and thoughts and alternative aspects of consciousness to larger and larger listeners and groups of people. This is a fantastic thing to be able to do, and to give opportunity to share the collective world about you through your own filters, of course. You filter those who would come onto your show, for example. But her influence on you in this lifetime is to dare you to try, so to speak, because she dares herself every day as well. Mm-hmm. And it is this kind of positive interaction that acts as a generator. And you are generating the energy for each other. Your friendship that goes beyond just a friendship, goes beyond afternoon tea and biscuits, you see. And the truth of the matter is, here, you are both still reaching for the peak. Don't worry. You'll be making the peak. But it is not just the peak. It's the peak of the first of many mountains that you will climb together in this lifetime. So this is the way to look at it from this perspective. Yes, perhaps the most significant lives that you have, the three most significant, would be one that you initially we see connecting here on that of the original continent, Pangea, as you would call it today. This is the beginning of the first of those who came upon this plane, onto this planet, into human format. And it is held in many legends, such as Atlantis or Mu or Lemuria. It makes no difference. This was the original time of humans on the Earth. And the two of you were born in that time as twins. And that is what has held you together. For you discovered as twins that you discovered you could read each other's minds. You could redouble your strength. You see, that you could use each other's energies. If you were somewhere and she was somewhere else, you would be able to use that energy easily and effortlessly. So that takes you back over millions of years. People think that people did not come onto this planet until recent times. Think again. There is much evidence that's available that is often overlooked by usual methods of science. But here you would see, then coming forward, we would take you into the time here of Sumeria, in which you were of a brother and sister in that lifetime. Sumerians understood the nature of the sacred marriage, and they began the tradition of sacred marriage between brother and sister, not to have children, you understand, but to show the male and the female balanced perfectly that came from the same womb. Showing here to the people in that society the oneness of consciousness. This was later carried into ancient Egypt from the Sumerians. In that ancient times, hundreds of thousands of years before this time, it was your weight in that way. Recent times there be here in which you have brought into effect here a time when both of you were involved during what you now call the War of Wars, the Second World War. Mm-hmm. And in this lifetime, both of you here were taken into the place here of France, where you became, you were from France, she was from Belgium, you were cousins, and you joined the underground. And both perished during that time, standing for what the right of humanity was. And you live that life to sacrifice yourselves for others. Again, a very unique and personal way to be living. So coming into this lifetime now, you didn't have a big skip. You came directly from that past life into this one for both of you. And now in this lifetime, you would have the opportunity to understand the nature of what is understood regarding your own time of life that is coming together to help raise consciousness on the planet. As we were saying earlier, this trough in the energies of the great powers or waves coming through this portion of the universe. And that is giving much more in the way of the opportunity for what we would call the feminine energy. The feminine energy works much better in the wide trough, and it works with forgiveness, loving, caring, nurturing, and releases judging, punishment, bullying, and the old habits of patriarchal consciousness. You and Zuzu are, shall we say, warriors of the fifth kingdom. You are here to help help lift consciousness, not just talking about feminism, but talking about humanism, because it is finding the balance of male and female into this lifetime that you bring. That is what brings you back from these ancient times into the present time, to understand how important it is for all human beings to find that balance within and to stop having to look outside of themselves to see if they're okay. Fitting right in with our own consciousness here and belief in living life from the inside out. It is the same thing, just expressed in a different way. And you know what you are doing. You know very well, the both of you, but it is want for you to understand that in this lifetime, it is bringing you the best of the best. And it is bringing that out into the world, because you're not just doing it for yourselves. As always, you are doing it for the good of the many. Whew. As we would see it.
Okay, that was powerful. There was a lot to what you said. I just want to, I don't have the words, but there's so much that is in my relationship with Zuzu that you spoke to, and I'm deeply moved by what you just offered. Thank you for that. Oh, my God, I can't wait to re-listen to this show. Okay, breath, everybody. I want to ask the Willows a quick question. Just so you know, we are running over on purpose. So I know Christine is out there. She was hoping to get on. Christine, if you're still there on the lines, wait. We'll get you. We're going to do a super quick break. Before we go to this quick break, I just want to touch on something the Willows said. And we'll come back and talk a little about that after we bring on Christine, where the Willows said, we're seeing so much negativity right now, but please to understand what's really happening is we're bringing change. And this that we are experiencing, this negativity, and I'm going to put in my own word, darkness too, is part of the change. So it is not to be negated, not to be feared. We'll have them speak a little bit more about that when we come back. Again, daretodreamradio@gmail.com if you'd like to write to the show. We'll be back in just a minute. Stay with us.
What would you say if I told you that you could change your life in only 1 hour and all while lying down relaxing? Thousands of people all over the world have. What am I talking about? It's called Access Consciousness The Bars. The Bars is an energetic body process that contains 32 different points on your head that, when run, assist you in releasing decisions about any area of your life that you have made solid and, as a result, cannot change. The Bars is the first class in Access Consciousness, a dynamic set of tools and information designed to transform any area of your life. When you have a Bars session, the worst that can happen is you feel like you had a fantastic massage. The best thing that can happen is your whole life could change. Go to accessconsciousness.com today to find a facilitator, to schedule a private session, or to find a Bars class in your area. Are you willing to give yourself an hour to change your life?
Radio sells with immediacy. Radio sells everywhere. Radio is the cost-effective medium. Go to ads@debbiedashinger.com. Reach is nice, but frequency is better. You're always on the front page with Dare to Dream Radio. It's an award-winning program syndicated on over 60 radio stations. Advertise and sponsor the Dare to Dream radio show for optimal advertising results. Email ads@debbiedashinger.com.
What if you really do change molecules by your interaction with them? What if the change you've been looking for is right before your eyes? What if the uncomfortableness that comes with difference could be fun? What if the closed-minded people of the world no longer determined our world? What if gratitude trumps judgment every time? What if your kindness healed the world? What if the earth is asking for your help? And what if you had the resources to give it? This is your invitation to step into something that Einstein, Marie Curie, Picasso, Da Vinci, Shakespeare, Aristotle all knew to be true. Hi, my name is Dane Heer, 13 years ago, I started to truly ask questions. Actually, I started to be the question, and everything changed for me. What if there are no dumb questions, or any question too large? What if you being you are the gift and the change this world requires? Is now the time? For more questions to create a change in your world, sign up for a free video series at beingyouclass.com. My gift to you, beingyouclass.com.
Radio sells with immediacy. Radio sells everywhere. Radio is the cost-effective medium. Go to ads@debbiedashinger.com. Reach is nice, but frequency is better. You're always on the front page with Dare to Dream Radio. It's an award-winning program syndicated on over 60 stations. Advertise and sponsor the Dare to Dream Radio show for optimal advertising results. Email ads@debbiedashinger.com.
Have a dream but not clear how to manifest it? Feel like the rest of the world was given the secret to achieving their dreams except for you? This acclaimed book, Wisdom to Success, The Surefire Secrets to Accomplish All Your Dreams, was written for you. Author Debbie Dashinger received the Inspiration Book of the Year Award and Critics Pick from U.S. Book Review and Writer's Digest for Wisdom to Success. It's a life-changing read, available at Amazon.
Talk radio is the most effective way to promote a book, business, product, or personal story. Done correctly, radio interviews will open doors. MediaMasteryRadio.com offers training and media strategy. At MediaMasteryRadio.com, learn to message yourself. Get results when you are interviewed, such as sales, followers, speaking gigs, and new customers. Programs, products, workshops, and private sessions at MediaMasteryRadio.com.
Life is good and all is well, yes. Life is good and all is well, yes.
You feel it? Welcome back to Dare to Dream. This is Debbie Dashinger, and as usual, we're having some sumptuous conversation in between, and I just want to bring you a little up to date with some of the things the Willows shared with me. They also shared that as far as Z, if you'd like to call her, or Zhuzha, that they called us a nexus, and I like that word so much I'm going to look it up. It feels like a cosmic word, basically meaning, as the Willows said, it's a combination that draws together people and situations. And they said with Zhuzha, it is how she uses Facebook and other social media to create a lot of positive influence. For me, it is the radio waves and media. And that when you take two, if I'm describing this correctly, two nexus, Zhuzha and myself, with all the lifetimes we've had in connection and put them together, it is to the 10th power. Meant to uplift consciousness on an ongoing basis exponentially, and they said it is not such a bad thing for you two to be bringing light into the world. Whew, beautiful. And I was letting them know the power of what they said, both from the twin perspective, because I think of our experience of finishing each other's sentences, knowing what's going on with the other all the time with such ease, as well as this World War II connection, France, Belgium, my father who escaped in World War II to Belgium from Austria, and that we both in this lifetime are of the lineage of Holocaust survivors and non-survivors as well, and they were saying no accident, no accident. So I want to go back to this piece because I feel like this will, speaking of bringing light, I actually feel like discussing this can bring light. The Willows, when you said seeing for us, earthlings here, feeling, seeing the media, the news, such negativity is actually about bringing change, not to be negated, not to be feared. Can you speak to that a little bit?
Well, you were talking about the media itself, or mm-hmm. you were speaking of the nature of change, which is, of course, the only thing that anybody can ever depend upon.
Right.
Everything else changes, you see.
Yes, I would say what is our experience right now and how that is ultimately, it sounds like you're saying, for the greater good or for the greater light.
Well, there is no ultimate answer to what is going on in the world, as you would understand it. The fact that there is much much in the way of uproar in the United States of America. And that uproar is expanded into the world around you. It is coming out in waves from the shifts and changes therein. Anger, disappointment, hatred, all of these old beliefs are coming out into the foreground again. And some are being accepted in the way that they were in past times. And that's because people believe that they have permission and the license to complain and to not be politically correct any longer. And to an extent, it works. But to a larger extent, it is these things here, not that these small number of people who are doing this, less than 30% of the population, but the fact that the other 70% of the population is reacting to it and making sure that they are not drawn into it to the best of their ability by standing up to what they believe to be right and to stand up for what they wish to be right, which is human nature, which is love of each other, which is an understanding of the singularity of all of those who live upon the earth. That's what's coming out more and more of all of the policies that have come out over the past month from your own White House. The one that was reacted to much had to do with discrimination, had to do with hatred, and had to do with the understanding that those who were perpetrating it really didn't even understand what they were doing at a conscious level, because it was not thought through. The fact remains is that is giving you all a great idea of what the public consciousness is about. But it is not right or wrong that is at matter here. It is evolution that is at matter here. If the human race is to evolve and continue to enter the next level, then it involves joining together, not splitting apart. It means looking at each other and, shall we say, embracing the similarities and celebrating the differences. This is what is going to bring truth back into the world. So that is what is at this time here making that shift. Many people are taking the high road, and while they are critical, they are also understanding of what is going on in the minds of those who are experiencing hatred and fear and discrimination in their own perspectives. Because these people have nothing to fall back onto, but because they have not been taught different. They have been raised in an era of fear and control, and work under the old process of total control. And in this way here, that is shifting. It has to shift. Yeah. And people in the world today are beginning to look around and want to hold hands rather than weapons. People want to look each other in the eye and embrace each other. Instead of fight each other. Yet there is always a small number of people that are reported on by the media, which is in the business of making money, which is in the business of entertainment in many ways. And you might say it's not entertaining to see these things, but many people are entertained. It takes your attention to it and thereby occupies your mind. You might say, for example, in the way that the media is acting in this day and age, people become Trumpaholics, you see.
That's a good
they
one.
Cannot avoid, they cannot avoid this one, you see. And it is always in the face. So whether you like him or hate him, it doesn't make any difference. He's winning both ends.
Right.
Because that's all he really cares about is being known. He, like many people in the past, is more interested in his image than his actions. You see? And he will do anything to attract attention in this way. This is what drives individuals of this nature. But it is to understand this here. He reflects many other people who hold the same vision.
Yes.
And it's not dangerous. It is simply telling. Mm. Because in a country like the one that you exist in, this will not prevail.
Right.
And it will not. We say with a smile, it will certainly shake up the status quo. And that's exactly what this is designed to do, to shake people up to the point where they begin to take responsibility for their own country again and don't just stand back idly and let politicians in Washington determine how they're going to live. People are doing this all around the world. Look what they did in England to break away from the BBB fear of the European Union. It is happening around the world at this time. People are shifting and changing. And what is coming out of this, interestingly enough, is a softer, gentler perspective. People do not go against what is happening right now politically with pitchforks and torches. They're going singing songs, holding each other's hands.
Yes.
They are objecting, yes, but their anger is entered to indignation rather than hatred.
Mm.
And that is a big difference. It's a shift in consciousness. And that's exactly what's going on out in the world, as you would understand it. So from that perspective here, it is good. And it is good that the media is being shaken up, because they need to have their own selves knocked down a notch or two to understand that they are simply there to report on things.
Right.
Not to
influence.
Tell people what to think or how to think.
That's correct. Oh, my goodness.
And this is what's going on right now.
Mm-hmm.
People are being made appropriate and being made responsible. As we like to say, and has been said by many over the years, that you are the only problem you'll ever have, and you are the only solution, you see?
Oh.
And that's individually and collectively. So this is the problems are out there, and they are being solved. And you are going to have to deal and watch other people who are maybe not in the same boat and emotional state as you are in. But nevertheless, you have the opportunity to stand up and to have your say about it.
Mm.
And not in a critical way, but in a comprehensive and loving way. That's what raising consciousness is about.
100%. Yes, I'm finding new ways myself of expressing some things I've wanted to create out into the world. They didn't quite manifest the way I used to dream that I would become a spokesperson for animals. I love animals. And so what? It didn't happen quite that any company approached me or that I had quite the status that somebody might do that. However, the third book that I co-wrote with my collaborator was released in December, and we made a joint decision that 25% of all of our proceeds would go to a charity. She asked me which, and I said, well, this international animal organization. And yesterday, we both were paid in royalties, and I made my first donation, and this is going to be ongoing. So there are ways that we can create peace to the earth, peace to animals, peace to human and other kind, animal, plant, and probably even alien kind, but to create the world we want to live in. And if things don't quite take the vision that we'd originally thought, it's perfectly fine to still create that vision in yet another way. And it still may come along.
Indeed, yes.
Indeed.
This is it. You are living your legend, shall we say.
Yes. I don't love the word no. I'll say that very much. But I do love creation. And it's exciting to me to live one's expression out into the world in a really positive way. So speaking of positive, we are going to bring on the very patient. Let me know if Christine is still there. And if Christine is still there, bless you. Bless you for hanging on. And hopefully you've gotten a ton out of this amazing show. Let me know, Christine, if you're there. And if so, welcome to Dare to Dream Radio. It's so good to have you. Do we have Christine?
All discussion.
Ah, hello, Christine. Thank you.
Hey,
and it's so
Debbie.
Great to have you on the show. Hey.
Thank you. I have been riveted, so it has been my privilege and my pleasure to keep listening, and I'm really grateful for this opportunity.
I'm so grateful to have you here. Tell me, what is your question, my dear, for the Willows?
So it is revolving around the voice that I have and this incredible desire to share this voice with the world. Through singing, through speaking, through writing, mostly through singing. And it's been a source of great joy and great fear, because the gift is so big. And a few weeks ago, I had an opportunity, and I really made a profound shift in alignment with myself to bring the singing out to the world from a place of joy. And right on the heels of that, I said yes to an opportunity to sing at my first national conference in a few months. And then right on the heels of that, I scanned my body, and I didn't feel any fear, and I was so delighted. And that same evening, with a group of people that I adore, I was in a very safe place. I was literally skipping around with this childlike joy, and I managed to rip my Achilles in half. So I'm sitting here on my sofa with my leg propped up in crutches, 2 weeks into another 6 weeks of this chaos, this slowing down of the universe, and I'm really confused. And I would love some guidance from the Willows on what is it I'm not seeing, what is it I'm not getting, and how can I use this time that has, you know, the universe has really said, no, 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 not yet, and how can I make the highest use of this? Because I really don't get it. I really don't.
Well, poor you, let me say with a smile. The truth of the matter is here for you. Everything happens exactly as it should. You might say, what's this about my heel? There are a few things that you could say, but ultimately, why do they call it the Achilles heel? Mm. You know the legend that Achilles was dipped in the water so that he would be invulnerable, except when he was held by his heel. Yes, and dipped in and pulled out, that part wasn't covered, and that's where he was stabbed and poisoned. You see? Yeah. It's an art here to say that everybody has a little chink. And your little chink is showing you physically. You can heal this much faster, by the way, if you simply to take a castor oil pack. You want to know how to make one of these? Simply take a piece of... Yes, simply take a face cloth, preferably white, or you could get unbleached cotton, or some people will even like to use unbleached wool, a piece of unbleached wool fabric. A piece of perhaps 24 by 24, and you would fold it in half and then in quarters. But before you do that, you would soak it in castor oil and let that go into the material, then fold it into a quarter, so it was about 12 inches by 12 inches, and then fold it one more time, and then wrap it around your ankle, get a nice quality compression bandage, and just wrap it around, and then put a piece of plastic around it, and put your foot up. Put some heat on the ankle for electric heat from a heating pad, as hot as you can take it. Leave it for about 90 minutes. Do this once a day for 7 to 10 days. You'll find within a few days that it begins to help really create a better healing process. You would also find to help you increase the healing. Something that is called L-glutamine. L-glutamine be of an amino acid available in your health food store, as is castor oil. And the L-glutamine taken in this way, you may find, will really help rebuild this particular tendon very quickly in this way. So the Achilles heel can be, shall we say, healed faster using these ways. As far as the L-glutamine is concerned, take as directed by the manufacturer, although we would say take the powder form, not the pill form, and about one teaspoon twice a day, mixed in water and just consumed easily. Very, very tasteless product, like drinking chalk a little bit. You see? Add it to orange juice, and it's like drinking a creamsicle, we say with a smile, yes? This for you, you would find is good for the body. It's good for the body in general. It's great for the digestive system, but also terrific to help rebuild muscles and tissue in the body, very much so. So try this, which will help speed up the healing. Now that you know that you can take charge of that, you can have something to do with it, because you're sitting around looking out at the world and going, what can I do? Well, try this. We're not prescribing it. We're just suggesting you try it if you so choose and take an experimental attitude, see how it goes, you see. And in doing this, you would find for yourself that you would very quickly begin to feel a lot livelier. This then means that if you have all this time to sit as well and to move around less, get that singing, practicing out there. Practice every day. Practice every day you're singing. And sing joyful songs. Sing songs that bring you a sense of healing. Sing songs that bring you a sense of feeling good all the way through. Sing to yourself. It makes no difference. But sing loud, sing clear, and sing with your heart and your soul. And when you do, you'll be remarkably surprised how quickly you heal. So try this. This is a self-healing journey. You see, your singing helps heal other people. And we would say, what are you, chopped liver? Try using it for yourself a little bit, too. And you will see that it will heal you very quickly in this way. You see, does this help a little bit?
Absolutely.
And don't take yourself so seriously. This is just a small glitch along the road, you see. In a year's time, this will be a great story you'll be telling people at your conferences and at your different engagements as you're singing more and more. Let it come out from the heart. Share with the world. Sound is the thing that uplifts souls. Mm-hmm. And you are gifted with a voice that does just that. So feel gratitude every single moment. And understand that sometimes the universe just says, here's a little challenge to help you along the road here and to show you how remarkable you really are. You see? This is something you might try, yes?
I agree. Thank you. Thank you for helping me shift this. I really see it, and I'm so grateful.
Well, you're really along the path.
It never even dawned on me to try to heal myself, and I'm a healer. How bizarre is that? So thank you.
Of course.
Like we say, what are you? All you need to do is start treating yourself like you're one of your clients or you're your own best friend, you see. When you do this, that is where it all begins. And you do it. The healing you do with others has to do as much with your soul and your heart as it does with your knowledge and your abilities. So give it back. Take it in. And get cooking, good looking, and move forward in your life this way to do the things you wish to do, as we would say here. Yes. If you so choose, of course.
Thank you, Christine. Wow. Powerful. I've got to ask you, I have to ask the Willows, do people fall in love with you? Because I feel, I've had session with you, and I felt the same way as this on radio, but you're mesmerizing, you create calm. There's something whimsical about you. I think you're very lovable. Do the folks who come to you for readings and experiences like this, do they all fall in love with you?
Well, there is only one love, and that's the love that one holds for oneself, and then it spreads into the world around you and attaches to other loves that are out there, creating a larger and larger source of love. So in that sense, many people would fall in love with us, as we and the entity Dave would fall in love with them. But the truth of falling in love is respecting and reaching a higher level of joyfulness and as you say, peace in the heart. Mm-hmm. It's the more the merrier, so to speak, in this way, yes. But yes, this does happen from time to time. And you would know here as well that there is a specific connection that you do hold also with this power and energy that you are speaking with at this time. So there is a little extra there for you.
How cool. Oh, my goodness. Well, because I feel mad love, so that makes sense. We're here at the end, and I know we've gone over and blessed the producer for allowing this. This is a gorgeous show. I'm totally asking David and the Willows to come back. Before we close out here, what do you have for anyone who dares to dream? What amazing tip for them to create their dreams into their reality at a time when it is much needed?
To practice becoming their own best friend. That is the best advice we can give anybody. Because, you know, most of you out there are terrific friends for other people. And they will come to you with questions, with problems, and with needs. And you always try to do your best to fulfill them. Think about it within your own heart. You do, don't you? Mm-hmm. You might not think you're the greatest person in the world, but when you look at the number of people that you know and the number of people you reach out and the number of people you share your wisdom and your insights with, it's considerable. So the next time you begin to criticize yourself, turn around and just say to yourself, I always love, trust, and approve of myself unconditionally. And repeat this whenever you start pushing yourself around or criticizing yourself. And after a while, you will stop having to say it because you will stop criticizing yourself. You will start forgiving yourself. It's about forgiveness. And it's about releasing yourself from that need. Very important process to go inside. In doing this, you are healing the inner child, so to speak. You are greeting the inner child. You are loving the inner child. You are apologizing to the inner child for the feelings or emotions that you're experiencing. Then you are asking for forgiveness from that inner child that's carrying the weight, the worries, the concerns that are you holding in that moment. And then you thank them for it. Because that inner child is you. It is you carrying your pain. It is you carrying your joy. It is you carrying everything in your life forward. And when you begin to go inside and to note and take exception, instead of beating yourself up if you do something you don't agree with, look to inside of yourself and say, I love you. I love you very much. But I'm sorry that I'm feeling this way. I'm sorry that I'm angry. I'm sorry I'm insulting. I'm sorry that I was judging somebody. I'm sorry that I was hurting myself. I'm sorry. And I might not know the reasons for having done this, but please forgive me and help me find the root cause for this deep down inside of me. And then release it to the inner child to do that work, because that inner child is you. And then thank them and just say thank you. And the moment you say thank you, you've given yourself permission to release yourself from that inner hatred, that inner feeling, that inner worry, that inner concern, that inner criticism. It is released. And so are you. You see?
I see.
So, give that a shot. See how it works for you.
For those of you who are listening, I have been interviewing David Watson and the Willows. They have consultations that are one-on-one or through group coaching sessions. They have key workshops. And you can go to askthewillows.com. I know I'm definitely doing some follow-up private sessions for sure. And I end today's show with this quote from Anna Quindlen, which is, the thing that is really hard and really amazing is giving up on being perfect and beginning the work of becoming yourself. I thank the Willows so much for being with me on the show today and all the wisdom they provided. Thank you. Bless you. I love you.
Great. Thanks.
And folks, you can subscribe to my YouTube videos at youtube.com/DebOnTheRadio. And if it's time for you to become an international bestseller, go to my guaranteed program at mybestsellerbook.com. Thank you for joining me today on Dare to Dream.
To contact the award-winning syndicated Dare to Dream radio show, go to debbiedashinger.com. Keep your excellent feedback and comments coming. Your host, Debbie Dashinger, is an expert at goal achievement, a media personality, an international best-selling author, and a keynote speaker. Debbie leads high-quality teleseminars on how to achieve goals, how to be a self-published best-selling author, and how to get booked on radio. All classes are at debbiedashinger.com. Debbie's best-selling books are Dare to Dream, This Life Counts, sold on Amazon, and her second book, Wisdom to Success, The Secrets to Accomplish All Your Dreams, sold online at all bookstores. Tune in again to hear the next inspiring interview guest who has turned their vision into a successful reality. Want more support in making your dreams come true? Go to debbiedashinger.com. That's www.debbiedashinger.com. You'll see videos, MP3s, archived interviews, and amazing products sharing the secret steps to making your dreams come true. Remember to dream big with every expectation that your dream will become real. Dreams are free, so free your dreams. What do you dare to dream?
Here I'm standing now, waiting for my time to be all that I can be. forget. Life is in my hands, and I can change it if